With more than 2,000 people on the payroll, JEA is one of Jacksonville's largest employers. Despite its CEO saying he wants the staff to mirror the community, personnel records show Black JEA employees have made up between 16 and 17% of the staff, despite African Americans making up 30% of the city population. One complainant is 15-year company veteran Ralph Fielder.
It's kind of like the good old boy network, you know, the good old boy system.
Fielder says despite his good performance and years of experience, he was passed up for promotions and he believes singled out for punishment because he is Black. At the same time, a white employee got a free pass.
I'm a 50-something-year-old man. Okay, now I feel that you're harassing me. Okay, but you're belittling me also. So now you're trying to, you know, humiliate me.
In broad strokes, all five employees have roughly the same grievance, that the hiring process is opaque, and that makes it easy for JEA to skirt employment law to hire whomever they want. Created in 1965, the EEOC is a federal agency tasked with ensuring companies comply with the Civil Rights Act. Employees can file a complaint simply by sending a letter to a regional office. If the EEOC determines it may be legitimate, it asks the employee to sign formal charges. Jacksonville Human Rights Commissioner Nathan Rousseau says the charges don't necessarily mean the EEOC intends to follow through with a full investigation, nor does it mean criminal charges are coming. But he says bogus complaints are usually sussed out quickly.
I think that if EEOC thought this was insignificant, then this would be known by now.
A JEA spokeswoman told WJCT the company doesn't comment on pending investigations, but did say it's working with EEOC to resolve the matter. Meanwhile, the complainants say they're looking into ways to expedite an investigation that in some cases can take years to complete. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.